Our scripture this morning, it comes from Philippians 3, 4b through 9. These are Paul's words. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these have come to be regarded as lost because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as lost because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. A few years ago, Neil planted a blackberry bush. And the first little clump of blackberries that began to sprout, he was outside and I was out there, and he said, "Oh my goodness, I have a blackberry starting to form." And he reached down and he pinched it off and he threw it in the woods. And I was in complete shock. I said, "What in the world are you doing? What are you thinking? Isn't the point of a blackberry bush to have blackberries?" And he said, "Well, yes, but a horticulturalist had told him that if you pinch off the fruit the first year or two, the bush is actually stronger. The bush uses the nutrients to make itself stronger, to have deeper roots, and to be a more robust plant. And in the end, if you do that, your blackberry bush produces more fruit in the years that are to come." Just because those berries were good and the fruit that was produced by the bush did not mean that the first 2 years that was the most helpful thing that we could do for that bush. Paul, he understood this concept really well. He understood that there are some really good things in life, but just because things are good doesn't mean that that's what we're to focus on. He knew that he needed to let some of the good things in life go so that he could fully participate in the great things that just embraced and nourished his soul. We only have a certain amount of things that we can do in our world. There is only so much that we can focus on, and so we need to be focusing on the things that matter most. Focus in our world is comprised at least of two different parts, our priorities and our concentration. We have to understand what is important in life and then direct our energy in that way. Priorities for Paul was pretty easy. He understood what it looked like to put things in order. Now, I will tell you that there is probably a tiny bit of Paul that might have been boasting in this, because the list of successes that he listed in this scripture were vast. He was saying, "I am a Hebrew of Hebrews. I can trace my lineage. I have had zeal for God's people, and I was brought up this way, and I've studied the law," and all of these things give me success and status. But then he goes on to say, that's not the most important thing. He said, all of those things that give me success and status, I'm going to push them to the side because my priority is Christ. My priority is living in a way that becomes to where I know and resemble Christ in my life. Paul realized that the only way to be righteous was to know and love God. None of those things, none of those successes, none of the things he listed off would bring him righteousness, but knowing and loving Christ would. We can't gain our righteousness through what we have accomplished, but rather through Christ who lives within us. Through our relationship with Christ, we are made whole. We are renewed. We have abundant life because Jesus loved us so much that he died on a cross so that we can be forgiven and made whole. And when Paul realizes that, when Paul realizes how important that piece of the puzzle is, that becomes his priority. And all these other things, they pass away in light of that. He counts all this other as loss, and his priority becomes his relationship with Christ. If we have our priorities right, but we don't give them energy and we don't concentrate on them, then that doesn't give us very much focus. It just means we know what's right. And there are some things in life that we know are right, but we just never get enough energy to complete them. So Paul was saying, not only do we need to know what is right, but that is where our energy and our focus should go. Paul lived this out well in life. If we know the story of Paul, we know that over and over again, Paul put himself in dangerous places so that he could boldly proclaim the message of Christ. Knowing what needs to be done is only a piece of it. Then we have to direct our energy in those places. How many of you have to-do lists? Do we have to-do list people? I am a to-do list person. Monday morning, I start my to-do list, and it is at least one page long. And throughout the week, I cross stuff off, and I add it back in. And then at the end of the week, I take everything that didn't get crossed off, and I start another to-do list. It seems like it's endless. There are to-do lists in our professions. There are to-do lists in our personal lives. There are to-do lists around the house. We can find ourselves with lots of things to do, but we need to be looking to say, what are the important things? What are the things that are important to our lives, to our hearts, to our souls, and prioritize them and then direct our attention to them? You see, in life, it's easy sometimes to get off the path. It's easy to lose that focus, to maybe know what our priorities should be, but to get distracted by the world. Yet, we are called to be people who are focused on Christ and living out as the hands and feet of Christ in the world. And when we get off track, when we get distracted, we can come back to God and we can say, Lord, I need you to help me get my focus back. I love you and I need you and I want to get back on track. But that takes us making a conscious effort. That takes us saying, I am not where I need to be. I know where I need to be and I'm going to choose to make that effort to prioritize my life in a way that I reflect Christ in the world and that my relationship with God is strengthened. And when we do that, we become beautiful rays of light in the world. We become people who radiate Christ. We become love and mercy to others, and we give God honor and glory and praise. This is All Saints Sunday. This is the day when we come to remember the saints that have gone on to glory, those who have shown us what it looks like to live a Christ-centered life. And we come to this place to remember and to give thanks, but we also come to this place to remember that we too are saints. We are the ones who are carrying the light of Christ in this world. And we need to be the ones that continue to strive to live in ways that help other people see Christ. We may not feel like saints, but hopefully somebody somewhere sees in us that beautiful light of Christ, that we are people of mercy and grace, and that because Christ lives in us, our relationships are different. Today we're celebrating life, but we're also living in the midst of a challenge to be those people in the world that reflect Christ, because we serve an extraordinary God that loves us and blesses us and calls us to be the hands and feet of Christ in the world. May we truly be saints that radiate love and mercy and grace to all those that we meet. Amen.